know, it's private since the president has his place down there.
The whole island?
Not the whole part of it. At certain times, especially when he's there, you know, they won't let anybody.
Is that part of the Keys, like?
No, it's just a peninsula across from Miami. We have a bridge that goes across from there, and it's like, well, just a little, not island, because it's connected, you know. But it's just a little key, like out there, a little finger, like thing out there. But they have the Crandon Park Zoo when you first cross it, and a Miami Sea Aquarium, and then they have a few plush motels. But then, as you start to go on down, it's very secluded, you know, where you can't see a lot of the places from the road. You know, there's big estates and things down in there.
White people that aren't very well off, but they haven't had much education, they don't have any money or anything, but they don't, you sort of look down on them because they don't seem to want to do anything for themselves. They don't want to work, they don't want to do anything. What would you call white people like that, that you really look down on? Or that people generally look down on?
White trash, I guess. That's terrible, but that's what I've always heard people call them, you know.
What would black people call white people that they look down on or that they don't like?
Oh, goodness, I wouldn't have the slightest idea.
Uh-huh.
They might call them the same thing, I don't know.
Uh-huh. What did blacks used to call the man that they'd work for? Someone who lives out in the country and he doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, everybody can just take one look at him and tell that he's way out in the country. You call him a
country hick or something, I guess.
What about cracker or redneck or hoosier?
You know, I've heard him called crackers, yeah.
What does the word cracker mean exactly?
A person that was usually born and raised in Florida, you know. Well, that's what it would mean to me, you know, that's what I've heard people say.
Would you call yourself a cracker? Or does it sort of mean a more country?
I always thought of it to mean, you know, a real country person, but I did call it and get called that because one of my friends, my husband's friends, an engineer over at Martin, you know, said that when he found out that I was from Florida. You know. You're one of those crackers, you know.
It's not an insulting term, I don't guess.
I don't know, really. Some people mean it, you know, to be insulting, and other people, you just joke about it, you know. Like you call somebody a Yankee, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the term redneck?
No.
And the French people in Louisiana, do you ever hear a name for them?
Cajun people? I don't know.
What about the term Kunas?
No,
never heard that.
All sorts of interesting names I've never heard of.
Say if it was icy outside, you say, well, the ice is pretty hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
almost fell?
Or I like to
fell?
Do you use that expression much?
No.
How does it sound to you?
It sounds a little awkward, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I like to go somewhere, but I don't like to fall in her. I don't think I'd use it.
And have you heard it around here?
Mm-hmm.
Who uses it?
No, the children will say it sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. People they'll bring in. Hear them say that.
I don't know, really.
More of a country
expression. Some people think it, you know.